So how do you stand strong when the enemy is trying to take you out? I often say if the enemy can't take you out, he'll try to wear you out. The scripture tells us that we need to be aware of Satan's strategies. We need to see how he works, not to scare us, but so that we know that we have power over him. The scripture says, resist him and be firm in your faith. So let's just look at how the enemy works. And we're not going to take too long on this. I'm not going to give him too much time, but these are three ways the enemy often works in our lives. Number one, he tries to bring discouragement. You know, he'll tell you, you're never going to see the victory. You're never going to make it through this. You're never going to beat this cancer. He brings discouragement. Secondly, he brings doubt. Does God hear me? Does God care? Does God even know what I'm going through? I don't feel God. Does he even know that I'm experiencing this stuff right now? And thirdly, he brings distraction. He gets you focused on the problem. This mountain is so big. This cancer is too far spread. My family's too broken. What happens? It becomes overwhelming and it starts wearing you out. And then you get discouraged and then you start doubting and then you get distracted. It's a cycle. The enemy wants to get you trapped in the cycle. He's cunning, which means he's deceitful. Y'all, the devil is a liar. There's no truth in him. And the only way his lies have any power over us is if we allow them to take root in our hearts. You have to remember, if it's stealing, killing, or destroying, it's a strategy of the enemy. There truly is a fight over how your story will end. But here's the great news. When you know God's word and have a relationship with him, you become powerful. And the Bible says when you resist the enemy in Jesus' name, he has to flee. The scripture also says to take every thought captive. You have to stop those negative, discouraging thoughts from taking root in your heart. You know, we just did a House of Hope episode on how to stop negative thought patterns. And I'm going to link that video right here because I think it'll help you. The enemy's greatest fear is your tomorrow. Y'all, he doesn't want you to become who God says you'll become. He doesn't want you to fulfill your destiny. He knows God has a great plan for your life. You are a threat to the enemy. So how do you stand strong against the enemy? Let's go to a story, David and Goliath. Most of you have heard it. It's found in 1 Samuel 17. And in verse 4 of that chapter, it states this, that a champion went out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath, and he was 10 feet tall. Now, y'all, that's a big person. If we just break down this story a little bit, what that tells me is this, the enemy always has a champion. But the good news is this, so does God. God's champion in that story was David, a young shepherd boy. He saw himself as a champion. He saw himself as somebody who was going to take down Goliath. He told Saul, I'll go out and fight him. Saul's response was, you're too young and you're too experienced. Now, this is the really good part. David said four things to Saul. Number one, he said this, I've already killed the lion and the bear. I'll go take on Goliath. In other words, David was saying, I've been through some things before. And you know what? God has been faithful. Listen, y'all, when you're facing a giant, you have to start remembering the faithfulness of God. You have to start rehearsing those times over and over again in your head. Remember, the enemy is going to try to magnify the giant of opposition, that Goliath in your life. Don't give in. Magnify the greatness and faithfulness of God. The second thing David said was, I've come in the name of the Lord of hosts. And I love this because David knew it wasn't in his power, but in the power of the God that he served. What does the scripture say? Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Thirdly, David said this, this day the Lord will deliver you, Goliath, into my hands. Now, this is so good. David had a today is the day mindset. See, faith sees it before it comes. Faith says it's done. It's not one day or one day it's going to happen. No, it's now is the time. You have to, with your eyes of faith, see it. You have to have a vision of the victory. You have to see yourself well. You have to see yourself prospering. You have to see your family restored. You got to speak what you seek until you see what you've said. Fourthly, David said this, the battle is the Lord's and he will give you, Goliath, into our hands. The scripture says the Lord will fight your battles. In other words, He's got you covered. He has a plan. He has everything figured out, and His ways are always better. And His timing is always the right time. You know what that says to me? We got to give it to God, and don't forget to give Him the glory when the miracle happens. Standing strong against the enemy also means that you're going to have to start saying the right things. Miracles begin with your mouth. If you don't know what to say, say something like this. I'm strong. I'm healed. I'm confident. I'm victorious. I am more than a conqueror. I will make it through this battle. I'm coming out on the other side. I'll not quit. I'll not give up. This is temporary. I'm walking through this. God has me in the palm of His hand. The enemy is defeated, and I am relying on the promises of God. Start today walking in faith toward your breakthrough. Do it afraid. Do it when the mountain looks too big and too scary. Let me tell you something. Problems look huge when you're far away, but when you start walking toward them, they will begin to seem smaller. Don't visualize the enemy winning. Don't picture him dominating over you. Be a fighter and stand up to him and let him know you're stronger than he is, because God is on the inside of you. Thanks for watching today. And if you haven't subscribed, I would love for you to do that today and give this video a thumbs up. And if you know of anyone who needs a good shot of hope and inspiration, tell them about this channel. Let me remind you about our Better Life event coming on Friday, April the 12th in Grapevine, Texas. Better Life is a one-night experience where we're just going to build our faith. We're going to raise our hopes. We're going to reignite our dreams. We're just going to have a great time together. My mom, Dodie Osteen, and my sister, Lisa Osteen Comas, are coming. We're going to do a live House of Hope. It's going to be so much fun. My brother, Joel Osteen, is coming for a time of encouragement and prayer. And then I'm going to bring an inspirational message of hope that I believe will just challenge you to live a life that's better than ever. Friday, April the 12th, tickets are on sale now. I will link below where you can purchase your tickets. I would love to meet you. I would love to see you there. Again, Friday, April the 12th, 2024 in Grapevine, Texas. It starts at 7 p.m. I hope you have an amazing day.